Today, we are digging into what makes you weird. The things that make you feel like you don't fit in. The things that make you kind of go, I don't know if anyone else is really going to get that. The things that you have a tendency to maybe, perhaps, kind of, possibly hide from the world. Because, like I said yesterday, there's actually creative gold there. And oftentimes when we share those things, the ones that we're so terrified to share with the world because we think we are the only one possibly on the planet who could be as weird as that and who could think all of those things, that's when we find our people. There are people who have entire art accounts around very specific, niched topics. They might be a fan of some very specific cartoon content or whatever it is. I should have better examples for you, but I feel like you've probably come across them where you kind of go, how does anyone really get into this? And then you see they have hundreds of thousands of followers or some massive following, and it's really, really specific. So don't hold back from those things when you're sharing your art, but you can't really lean into those things if you don't have a clue what they are. So today's activity, similar to yesterday, but slightly different, is to grab your workbook or your journal or whatever it is and make a list of what makes you weird. All the things that you feel kind of uncomfortable about and that maybe people have criticized you for in the past. Like, you're such a weirdo. I can't believe you like that thing. Write them down. You're not going to use every single one of these things, but there are going to be some stuff that floats to the surface as you go through this process that you're going to start to realize is something that actually you do want to incorporate more into your art. Or it might be that you just have this great list of creative inspiration for the days when things feel a bit flat and you realize you could share something about that and just test into it. I really think there is a big piece here around curiosity and around trusting that you can try things out and see how they feel, which I know I've been saying around the creative practice, but it's the same with your voice. There will be some of these topics that come up and you realize you want to talk about them more, and you're going to actually have to do the work of doing that and seeing how that feels. Today's creative prompt is let it out, because again, these things are only useful if we actually let them out. It's no good for you to be a crazy Harry Potter fan person. I feel like that's probably not a great example of weird though, is it? Because so many people are like that. I'm probably the weird one because I've never seen or read any of the books or movies. Movies or books, should have said that around the other way. So that probably makes me weird. However, my point being, if you haven't shared that with anybody, they don't have the opportunity to know that about you, and they don't have the opportunity to connect with you on that level. So let it out. Have a go at lettering that in a few different ways. Have some fun with it. See if you can add some fun little details that you haven't maybe tried before. Today's artist feature is Lauren Holm from Holm Sweet Holm. Lauren has some really fun creative passion projects that I feel are this kind of thing. So again, Lauren has one of her early passion projects was called Daily Dishonesty, where she started lettering the dumb shit we tell ourselves that isn't true, like, I'll just have one more coffee, or no, I don't really care about that thing, or I'll just watch one more episode, whatever. All the things that we all have, these incredibly common shared experiences, but a lot of us probably go down pretty epic shame spirals about. So she started lettering those in her incredibly amazing style, and that ended up spinning out and becoming a whole other project of books and all kinds of things. And it came from that place of the thing that was maybe a little bit weird, but ended up being something that was an incredible source of human connection. So take some time to check out her work if you haven't already. I feel like lots of you probably have because she's pretty well known in this space, but just see what feels good there and look at the way that she speaks around things. She's got a very different voice from Morgan or from Stacey that we've already looked at this week. And as you start to see the differences in there, hopefully that gives you a little more opportunity to reflect on how you fit in that kind of space, how you want to fit in that space, and what kind of elements you want to infuse into your art and your voice.